Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our listeners across the world, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Bookshelf Broadcasting on IRIB English Radio from Iran, and we are the program that introduces a different book every week. The first step into religious research is to define God. While God obviously exists to us theists, atheists argue otherwise. Many of us will or already have encountered atheists. It's a good idea to know how to define and explain God to them. Our most important source of the knowledge is the Quran. Since the Quran is sent by God Himself, what better source to describe Him than the Quran? The Quran is a mixture of history, advices, warnings, commandments, and metaphysics. Quranic verses have layers of meaning beyond their appearance. The verses of the Quran are interpreted, and one of these layers is metaphysical. Today's book is about God and the Quran, a metaphysical study. Just before I get into the contents, let's take a short break.
The Quran was sent to mankind to guide us all the way to the day, the day where we'll be asked what we did in our life to make it that way. So we need to be ready and prepared. Our life's so short, we might die today. So worship Allah, pay zakat, perform your hajj, fast Ramadan and pray. Whoa, whoa, oh Allah, we're here on the earth. You created us from water and clay. We must prove ourselves to you, and we'll stand before you on judgment day. Our worship is our reason to live. The Quran is here to obey. So worship Allah, pay zakat, perform your hajj, fast Ramadan, pray.
This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf. We were talking about one of the books of one of the great Islamic scholars, Muhammad Beheshti. Dr. Beheshti was an Iranian cleric and philosopher who held many important positions after the Islamic Revolution of 1979 in Iran, including the head of judiciary. He was fluent in Arabic, English, and German, apart from his native language, Farsi. Dr. Beheshti held such a high position that he was described as a nation after his death. Dr. Beheshti was killed in a terrorist attack in 1981, aged 51, while still in office. I have his book in front of me right now. The book begins by defining metaphysics. The contents are chapter 1, From Natural Science to Metaphysics, Metaphysical Issues, Originology, Tawheed or Monotheism, Names and Attributes of God in the Quran. The book has been translated and published by International Publishing Co. We're going to read an excerpt just after a short break.
Oh,
You're back on Bookshelf Broadcasting from IRIB English Radio from Iran. We were reading the book God in the Quran, a Metaphysical Study by Shahid Beheshti. I'm going to read from this part called The First Step on the Path of Knowledge. There are certain scholars who are of the view that man's effort to gain knowledge began with an effort to understand nature. Of course, this effort was at first quite limited and shallow. It consisted of identifying qualities such as color, form, smell, taste, coldness, warmth, and roughness in the objects and creatures with which man came into contact. This primeval form of human knowledge was not much different from the sort of knowledge that many other animals attain about their living environment. The advantage of man over the other animals has always been that his esteem for knowledge did not stop at the basic level, and he has constantly tried to increase his understanding and knowledge. Extensive historical experience shows that mankind has been ambitious in its pursuit of ever greater knowledge about the world, and that it has refused to limit its efforts in this regard. One of the most perplexing questions about human existence is, what is the motive behind man's limitless esteem for knowledge? Whether such esteem is one of the innate urges of mankind, a hunger that has yet to be fully satiated and perhaps will never be completely satisfied, or is it that esteem for knowledge and understanding is not an inherent urge of man, but rather a tool by which he hopes to satisfy his instinctive and fundamental needs and desires? It is not easy to give a clear and definitive answer to such questions, and we are not about to touch them in our present discussion. Whatever his motivations may be for seeking knowledge and wisdom, one thing is quite clear, and that is, having taken each step, man has prepared the next one on the path of learning and has never stopped his struggles and efforts in his search for attaining deeper knowledge and understanding. After gaining superficial and simple knowledge of his environment, man set upon gaining deeper insight into the natural world. He made an effort to gain knowledge of the inner structure of natural objects, their relationships to one another, and the causes of their emergence and decay. The invaluable information that man gained in his endeavor proved to be of much use to him, as enabling him to improve his standard of living. Having attained these tangible results, man was motivated to expand and intensify his understanding of nature. This comprehension got more deep, more fruitful, and more widespread, giving birth to the various branches of the natural sciences. Let us assume that man had become familiar with form and number in the early stages of his study of nature. Of course, his understanding of form and number was rooted in nature. In other words, he became acquainted with concrete form and concrete number, not with abstract form and abstract number. Such simple familiarity with concrete form and number was very fruitful to man, to the extent that he reached that stage of intellectual development where he was able to form a single universal judgment from many notions of experience with regard to like objects, isolating the various qualities and characteristics of each object and forming a separate and independent concept for each of them. He also formed distinct concepts for form and number. These concepts were independent of all objects. In other words, they were abstracts. Thanks to his mental vigor and intellectual creativity, man created mathematical numbers and geometric form in his own mind, which opened a new inquiry into the intellectual exploration of nature. As a result, several researchers became interested in them and began to study them. These researchers carried out the same calculations that people use in their everyday affairs on mathematical form and number, and gradually discovered certain nexuses between numbers and forms, the nexuses which were unknown to them up to that time. The discovery of these relationships also led man towards gaining a better understanding of nature and developing interest in extensive research into the nature of these relationships. As a result, a new field of study came to the fore, which was later called mathematics. The thing is that this book will take you step by step. So it starts from how humans began to look for knowledge. It's taking you into mathematics, and then it's going to reach metaphysics, where it will define metaphysics and then makes his position about it. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have, but you can download God in the Quran, a Metaphysical Study from al-islam.org, and also you can download an archive of our program from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week, it's wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذين يستمعون